Members of the Congressional Western Caucus and stakeholders held a roundtable discussion this week in Washington. During the discussion, the members unveiled a draft legislative package currently comprised of 19 bills to modernize the Endangered Species Act. The National Cotton Council was invited to participate in this process, and we are joined now with the Council's Vice President of Washington Operations, Reese Langley, with more details.
The Western Caucus, which is made up of a number of members in the U.S. House of Representatives, conducted a roundtable that was focused on the need to update and modernize the Endangered Species Act. This legislation has been around for a number of decades, but the way it's currently being implemented is having a very detrimental impact on a number of issues that impact agriculture and farming and cotton production specifically. And that impact ranges from how EPA can register certain crop protection products for use on cotton, but also impacting irrigation water availability in many of the western areas of the Cotton Belt. And so as part of this, the National Cotton Council was represented on the roundtable by Dr. Don Parker, who provided examples of how the Endangered Species Act is harming the cotton industry and cotton production today and helping to illustrate the need for updates to this legislation, which is something that the National Cotton Council has been working towards for some time and is continuing to try to advance some of these ideas as Congress is looking at ways to improve this legislation.